George Ridley is smiling in his portrait, which is propped up on the living room floor of his Marine Street home. Family members are also smiling as they sit telling stories about Ridley, who died March 1st at the age of 78. There haven't been many tears in this room today, which is all right, says his widow Pat, who laughs as she talks about a moment early in their relationship.
I had a broken window in my house, so I bought the pane of glass to put in the next day, and I put it in the passenger seat so it wouldn't be hurt. And he said, my car won't start, when we were getting ready to go home. We had not have a date that night, per se, but ran into each other. And he said, my car won't start. Would you mind giving me a ride home? I said, no. And he jumped in, sat on my pane of glass, and it took us about 30 minutes just to pick all the pieces of the glass out of the car and him. And and he said, I was trying so hard to impress you.
Well, he did. Pat and George Ridley were married for 36 years. George's work with the Ketchikan Pulp Company and later with the International Asbestos Union meant a lot of travel for the couple. They were in New Mexico when they decided to return to Sitka to take care of his mother at the end of her life.
And we were supposed to leave. And that was almost 30 years ago. So we're a little slow getting out of town, but no, this is where he got so involved with his culture.
Ridley was half Tlingit, half Tsimshian. His Tlingit name was Keet Wayne. Pat says it was only in the last 20 years or so that George became involved in Native issues and life. He served on the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Council since 2000 and was a member of the Alaska Native Brotherhood. He also was a representative to the Tongass Futures Roundtable. But at the table was where Ridley left his politics. When he got home, he didn't talk about what was going on with the Tribal Council or the Futures Roundtable. As a result, Pat Ridley says the last few days have been full of discovery for his family.
We've all heard stories we didn't know before, and from other people. His cultural part of him was his private life, so to speak. He didn't bring it home and discuss it a lot. So we've been hearing it from all the people that he's worked with through the years, and it's really nice to know how many things he did and how respected he was that we were unaware of. Really? We really didn't know that.
He touched a lot of hearts.
That's his daughter, Sherry Breedlove, relaying some of the things she heard at Sunday's memorial service.
You know, I want you to know that your father touched us in ways that I can't explain, and he helped open my eyes, you know, to my culture. And I was just like, wow, you know. Because like she, my mom said, is this that he told us some things, but we never picked his brain about it. But I'm sure had we, he would have shared that with us.
Pat Ridley says one of the rare times her husband mixed his home life with his life as an elected official was recently, and then only because he felt he had to.
He was in critical care unit in the hospital, phoning STA about things that he had going and making sure somebody carried out his plans, and he let him know what it was, what the end result was he wanted, and you be sure you finish it for me. Mm-hmm. His daughter kept saying, Dad, you're in the hospital in critical care. Quit phoning everybody. But it was that important to him.
Woody Widmark is chairman of the Sitka tribe. He says while Ridley took his duties very seriously, he also had a sense of humor about them, especially when touchy issues came up.
Being in Native politics or politics, you know, the other side, sometimes you just have to amuse yourself or just laugh it off, and just he wouldn't take a whole thing too seriously with him. You know, once it's like once at a meeting or once at, you know, a function, he would just let it go and just be, you know, George.
Ridley's death leaves a vacancy on the council. Widmark says it will be filled according to the tribe's constitution, which calls for someone to be appointed by the tribal council. Pat Ridley says her husband's passing was the result of a long but not always visible illness. His 20 years working with asbestos gave him asbestosis, and a recent bout of pneumonia was too much.
This was kind of sudden in one way, but happening for a lot of years and just not showing. So, but he had a wonderful, good life. He did. He did. Type guy that would to put one foot in front of the other and do what he was going to do.
Those feet were planning to take him and Pat to Ireland this year to retrace her heritage. She says she might still make that journey. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.